The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
All right, 10 seconds.
Hour number three at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's only about a day and a half left, so one more live broadcast after tonight of Free Talk Live from Porkfest. And joining us now is Joel Williamson. The us, of course, is me, Daryl.
And Alan.
And Joel Williamson from the Austin Agorist.
Alliance of Austin Agorists.
The Alliance of Austin Agorist. And is it Agorist or Agorist? Because I hear it pronounced both ways. And does it really make a difference?
Different names for the same thing.
Yeah. Is it the potato sort of thing?
That's my take on it. I mean, I pronounce it Agorist because that's how Samuel Edward Konkin III, the gentleman who founded the idea, pronounces it. But to me, it's the most irrelevant part of the discussion.
How would someone from Greece pronounce it? Because Agora is a Greek word that means open market.
Yeah.
Some people use it to mean the free market.
Right.
So the Alliance of Austin Agorist, when they use the term, what is it that they use the term to mean?
Agorism? The definition, or the textbook definition of agorism, is the ideology that libertarianism exists in the real world through the practice of counter-economics. And counter-economics is every non-coercive or non-violent act done in defiance of the state.
So, by that definition, does that mean that economics is violent in some way?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that's just the study of the market.
Okay, yeah, because you said that agorism is counter-economics.
Yes.
And that counter-economics is anything outside of the violence of the state. So I could see where, you know, based on the two sentences that you put together, that it could lead one to believe that the market is a violent place.
Right. I'm not trying to claim that. I just wanted to get a little bit of clarification.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean for that to be confusing, but I mean, the idea is instead of working in cooperation with government to implement libertarian change, what agorism asks us to do is to create market institutions that people can opt into, in my opinion, as a multi-generational goal to evolve past the state.
So what has, in like the last 30 or 40 years, whenever it was that Samuel Konkin termed the phrase, What is it that agorism has done to bring about some sort of, you know, demise of the state by, you know, selling lemonade without permission?
Yeah, well, I mean, with respect, I think that's a sign of maybe not understanding agorism fully, because agorism isn't about reforming law. It's acknowledging that there's a monopoly on law to begin with. And we're trying to evolve past that. So it's not about making a more comfortable temperature of the water as frogs in a boiling pot. Agorism asks us to jump out of the pot because frogs don't belong there.
No, I think that's a great point that he's making. It's not so much that people who set up these businesses are trying to take out the government, but with what they're selling, they're really just making the means by which they control the market completely impotent.
Right, but I have heard some people, and maybe the people that are promoting this idea don't fully understand agorism. They're saying that if you conduct business without government permission, then somehow the state will crumble.
That is the idea.
So by selling lemonade or, you know, illegal substances or whatever it is without government permission, and we'll get to whether or not every time somebody sells something without government permission, if that's agorism. But by doing these things that agorists claim will cause the state to dissolve itself, you know, why has the state not dissolved itself?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, the example you gave of selling lemonade without permission, I guess just to be clear about definitions also, that's someone practicing counter-economics, not practicing agorism, because agorism is the philosophy or the ideology, and counter-economics is the practice. So that,
so what if the person who is selling the lemonade wants the state to dissolve itself? Then is that agorism?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the ideology. I mean, again, agorism is the ideology. She might identify as an agorist, but she's practicing counter-economics. And your example of selling lemonade is a great one. I mean, there's different ways that we can find financial freedom outside of the tax and regulated
world. Well, and the reason that I say selling lemonade is because we know that governments have gone in with police to arrest people who sell lemonade without their permission.
Yeah.
Sometimes the people selling lemonade that get arrested are like 7 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, the law doesn't make a distinction in age of who has to get a license.
Right, but is that more to do with the fact that it's food substance, or the fact that it's free market, you know, something being sold openly without regulation? Because I feel like there's a lot of like yard sales or garage sales that people have that never, you know, there's no police that show up. There's
right,
no FBI agent saying, like, show me your license.
Yeah.
Because most cities and towns have something written into their regulations that say that you can have 1 yard sale per month and there is no need for a permit. If you have more than 1 yard sale per month, you need a permit for the second or third or 31st yard sale that you have in a month.
Yeah, to go back to your concern about what is agorism actually doing, I think the example of someone selling lemonade is, you know, a way that someone can find financial freedom outside of the tax and regulated white market. However, that's not an example of counter-economics that can put a real challenge to the state. So there's two things we can do when it comes to ending the war on drugs, for example. We can beg our rulers, you know, our rulers. We can beg the rulers to soften the fines, you know, to let us do it. I think we've tried that. I think we've tried that over and over. Really, what the solution that agorism would say or would promote is create the Silk Road and allow people to transact anonymously, buying drugs, getting around their laws, eliminating violence in drug trade. And I don't know if you're familiar of the that study that recently came out, but there is a correlation between the emergence of the Silk Road and a decrease in violence in drug trade.
Yes, and in what sort of ways is agorism sort of revolutionary? Because it seems to me that throughout human history, there have been people who have conducted business outside of, you know, the government-sanctioned whatever system you want to have. In, what was it, 1789, 1790, there were the farmers in western Pennsylvania who told George Washington, we don't want to pay your tax on whiskey, so they continued to produce and sell whiskey without paying the taxes. And, of course, Washington rode the militia in to, you know, shut down those tax protesters. And it seems to me that, you know, in some ways, what the people that were being shut down in the Whiskey Rebellion were doing was a form of agorism. So has agorism really changed in 225 years?
Well, I think it's important to make the distinction between certain types of civil disobedience and agorism also. I mean, some black markets, I mean, I think agorism is practical because, okay, so in the Soviet Union, there's a large black market there. It wasn't an attempt to overthrow the government, but it's what people did to survive. You know what I mean? The black market there, or the underground economy there, was called an alevo. Okay, so black market transactions, I don't think are necessarily, I mean, obviously the people in the Soviet Union weren't doing it to overthrow the Soviet Union, but it's just a practical example of how black markets can provide for the common person's needs.
Right.
That wasn't their purpose. It just happened out of sheer consequence.
Right.
Naturally,
and,
that's,
you know,
going to happen.
We know that black markets are going to exist as long as a government somewhere makes something illegal. If the government of the United States of America made water illegal tomorrow, there would be a thriving black market for water, and the price of water would go up to probably $100 a gallon or more. So we know that, you know, there's thriving black markets. Joel, thank you for being on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we've got somebody that is going to talk about some cryptocurrencies, NXT. What is it? Find out on Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live with a ever-dwindling live studio audience. Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is going on, and it keeps attracting our studio audience, but we do have a small audience. We also have Mark DeMiesel from NXT. He's going to tell us about the NXT cryptocurrency. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you where you can get some coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of the best of the best of the best coffee at BuzzBox. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and this makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, thus allowing us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Of course, you do have to pay the shipping, and they set you up on one of these plans that you pick the frequency. So you could say, give me a pound every week. You could say, give me a pound every 2 weeks. It could be less than that. It could be more often than that, but you set up the frequency. And, of course, you can cancel at any time. Get started now. coffee.freetalklive.com. And in studio, or actually the remote mobile studio with me tonight, is Ellen and Mark DeMiesel from NXT Coin. What is your connection to NXT Coin?
I'm just an investor. I started small, and then I bought. I continued to buy, and I'm still deeply in.
Okay, so you're just an investor, so you're not one of the creators, you're not one of the people that is doing the coding on NXT Coin.
No, the developers do not do interviews. There are about three lead developers, but a lot of them others around it also that do other stuff, but they do not do interviews. They are anonymous, and they prefer it that way.
Okay, and I can respect that because, what was it? Just a couple of months ago, someone from the media got a hold of somebody named Satoshi Nakamoto, and of course it wasn't the guy that created Bitcoin, but the media frenzy around that, and this guy couldn't go anywhere without being bothered by media for a couple of weeks. So I can respect somebody that is creating something, especially something that is promoting the possibilities of anonymity, wanting to remain anonymous. So what is it that separates NXT from Bitcoin in as far as, they're both cryptocurrencies and they both, work on a peer-to-peer system. So what separates the two?
Yeah, NXT has no inflation, in contrast to Bitcoin, that has a little bit of inflation.
So there are no more NXT coins being mined?
No, there is no mining at all.
Okay.
The amount of coins in circulation stays the same. It does not go up over time.
Okay. And how many coins are there in circulation?
1 billion, so 1,000 million.
Okay.
Since inception, 6 months ago, when it started.
Okay, and also, I remember talking to you about this the other day. You mentioned that you gave a speech on NXT Coin, and in it you mentioned something about how NXT was able to overcome the double spending problem that Bitcoin has.
Well, it has overcome the 51% attack problem that Bitcoin has, where if you have 51% of the mining power in Bitcoin, you can shut down the network. And with NXT, you don't need 51% of the mining power because there are no miners. But you do need 51% of the coins in order to do the same, to shut down the network. But it is much harder to have 51% of the coins than it is to have 51% of the mining power.
Right, and you said there is no mining, so nobody has the mining power. So what initially inspired you to invest in NXT Coin? What was it that drew you to it, that, you know, flashed you?
Well, Ellen, if you don't mind, I've got another question before we get into that. If there are no miners, then how does the blockchain, or whatever the NXT equivalent of the blockchain is, how does that operate? Because we know that with Bitcoin, the miners are very important because they're the ones that are keeping the blockchain going, because they're the ones that are running the program. Of course, there are other people that are running, you know, the Bitcoin client that also keeps it running, but without incentivizing people through mining, then a lot of people probably would not keep the Bitcoin, you know, peer-to-peer network going. So what keeps the NXT network going without incentivizing miners?
Yeah, so in NXT, actually, you do have also people that validate transactions. In NXT, it is called forging, but they are incentivized by the transaction fees. So every time you do a transaction of NXT coin, or you want to send a message, which you can do also, or you want to buy a stock, or you want to put a buy or bid, a sell order, every time you need to pay a transaction fee of one NXT today, and those that validate those transactions, they do receive that fee. So the miners, which are called forgers, they do have an economic incentive, but everybody can mine, because you only need coins. You don't need a strong computer. So if you have just a basic computer, even a phone, you can just install the client, just let it open, and it will validate transactions, and depending on how many coins you have, you will have a validation power. So not depending on how much processing power you have, but on how much coins you have. That's why it's called proof of stake instead of proof of work. You need to prove that you have a stake, and then you can validate transactions with any computer.
And I just logged into my NXT wallet that I set up at the request of Brian Sovereign, who's one of the hosts of Free Talk Live. And I just noticed that the wallet address format has changed. So why did that happen, and why was it necessary for that to happen?
As I understand it, because I'm not an investor, I'm not technically savvy, but the new address format, which is compatible with the old, just make sure that you can't make mistakes. If you have a wrong letter, your coins won't be sent, so it's just an idiot-proof system.
Okay, that makes sense to some extent of, you know, making it easier to make it. I don't really like the term idiot-proof, but sometimes you really have to make something idiot-proof to get wider adoption of something. So I think I heard earlier that NXT Coin is the third largest crypto now behind Litecoin. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's now valued at $70 million, and Litecoin at $250-300 million. And so third largest. Yeah.
Mark, thank you very much. And we've got Dawn Fox coming up next on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live with a live studio audience. This is something that only happens very rarely. But even more rare than being on location is being in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens once a year during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In the remote studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Ellen.
And special guest Dawn Fox, who is joining us from Frugal Living. You are actually giving a presentation early in the morning, 9 a.m., and is somebody who gave a presentation early in the morning on Thursday. Don't be offended by the fact that people show up in the middle of your presentation, because 9 o'clock is kind of early for people, especially since there's a party going on until at least midnight. I predict that the party will not stop at midnight, that it will go on, and there might still be some partiers down there when you go at 9 in the morning.
Maybe they'll be interested in frugal living as well.
Yeah, there'll be some overlap, I'm sure. So, they'll be interested in how to spend their time more frugally.
Exactly.
So the frugal living, you handed me one of your flyers, and it says that you are going to teach people how to live better and smarter, and just about anything can be accomplished less expensively.
Exactly.
So when you say anything, do you actually mean anything, like buying a house or living in, yes, you know, some sort of living space?
Whatever. You know, it's just about being creative. Let's see. It depends. Like, for example, my family has developed a love for sushi. As it so happens, sushi is quite expensive.
Yes, but, you know, Uncle Ben's rice is not, and tilapia in the frozen food section, not exactly expensive, so make your own sushi?
So we make our own sushi. But I go to Chinatown for the sushi rice. I go to Costco for my salmon and my tuna and a few other ingredients I get, you know, various other places. And I make really good sushi for a tiny fraction, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think this is a useful thing that for people to look into, because most of the time when people are just going about their daily lives, they're looking to, you know, be as efficient as possible. They're not really thinking like, well, if I buy this right now, it may be like a huge waste of my money. Like, I'll get the food immediately, and that's really all they're thinking about is like in the moment they want to have the goods just then.
Exactly. And that's actually something I'm planning on speaking about is, think ahead. You know you're going to be eating dinner tonight. So maybe think about it a little bit early, or maybe have something in your freezer or your fridge. You know you're going to eat. Why don't you plan ahead? You know, when we've gone to Disney World, I always pack heavy. I'm always come packing, and I don't mean with weapons. I mean with food and drinks and lots of snacks because they're expensive.
No, you're the good kind of packer. You pack the things that people actually want, like
right.
Sandwiches.
Although, you know, people are like, you bring food into Disney? And I'm like, listen, they look through my bags. They're happy that I'm not bringing the other kind of packing. And they see there's no, you know, automatic weapons, and they let me go because, you know, I'm not causing a problem, and I'm spending a lot of, you know, the money was spent on the ticket. And we go there, we eat, and we have a great time, and we don't have to waste time on lines or any of that stuff.
Right.
Well, you still have to wait in line because there's lines for the rides, but you're saving time because you're eating the snacks that you brought with you while you're in line.
Right.
Instead of going over and paying for the overpriced
right.
hot dog and overpriced soda.
Exactly. We didn't spend. My husband, who couldn't care less about saving money, he's all about convenience. Even he has come turned, you know, his eye towards this because we spend our time having fun versus spending our time looking for food to eat, spending the over, you know, everything overpriced, just waiting online. It's just, you know, if you think ahead, and I don't mind to bring I wear a backpack. I have my kids wear a backpack, and we have, you know, all our goodies with us.
Now, one thing that you have listed that you are going to talk about and teach people, and this does not seem to me as something that saves time,
mm-hmm.
Is couponing.
Uh-huh.
So going through, I'm guessing, like the Sunday and Wednesday paper and cutting all of the coupons and then going through the different sales papers that arrive unsolicited in your mailbox because, you know,
right.
you can't just opt out of the U.S. Postal Service. Like, you can tell the mailman, don't put these things in my
right.
paper or in my box, but they're going to do it anyway because they're
right.
paid to
See,
put it
that.
In your box. So you get these things unsolicited, and going through those and trying to figure out, okay, so I'm going to grocery store X on Tuesday because they have this thing on sale, and oh, I've got a coupon over here, and this place has double coupons
right.
on Wednesday, so if I go here on Wednesday, and it just seems as though
it's
it
hard,
takes up
right?
a lot of time to plan ways to save like 5 or 12 cents.
Well, you know what? I used to be with you on that, and now I know a better way. You can, and I am really not. This is not my expertise, but it's something that I do, and I think we've saved a lot of money doing it. I would suggest that you stick to one supermarket, the one that you know best, and go online. And there are many different places to get, like, the listings for your particular supermarket, like couponmom.com or Living Rich with Coupons. And there are many, many others, and you find the supermarket that's your favorite. And then they give you price matchups. So whatever is your favorite, it'll not only say what the price is, but there will be usually hyperlinks next to the coupons that you just click on. You don't even have to get your, you know, your Sunday paper, although that is the best way to go. It's just right there. If you have a printer at home, you're golden.
Okay, so it's not like a subscription or an investment of time that you have to make that's going to be less efficient than if you were just to ignore the coupons in the first place?
There is an investment of time, but it pays off substantially. And it's not like hours and hours and hours. It's like, you know, A little bit.
Right. And no, I find it believable because I hear stories about people who go into stores with coupons and, you know, they come out only spending like 12 cents and have hundreds of dollars worth of groceries. Like, I know that takes skill and talent. Like, you have to really be looking to find that.
You know, and those people, God bless them. That's great. That's certainly not me. And, you know, what do they come out with? I mean, I'm a person who don't like packaged food. I like everything to be whole food. So I don't just buy something because it's free.
Right.
Because it's healthy.
You don't really see coupons for bananas.
You know
what? You see coupons for things that are prepackaged from major companies. And, you know, it's primarily because it's one of those, what they call the loss leader, to where we bring you in to, you know, we'll lose money intentionally on product Y to get you to overpay for product Z.
Well, I agree with you that the bulk of it is those processed foods, but you're not, no one makes you buy them. But there's plenty of food and other things there that's perfectly healthy. You can get paper towels. You can get toiletries. You can get your toilet paper, your deodorant. You can get your shampoo, which I usually get for free, by the way. Any of those things, you know, is certainly not going to hurt you. And is, just because it comes from Procter & Gamble is perfectly fine.
Right. No, I wasn't saying that anybody was making people buy the processed foods. I'm saying that the coupons are generally for the processed foods.
Right.
You're not going to get a coupon in the Sunday paper for, you know, save 25 cents on a pound of bananas.
Incorrect. They have an app now called Checkout 51, and every Friday that has a healthy coupon, like 20% off bananas or mangoes or whatever it is the thing of that day.
So I wanted to ask, so you're into, like, frugal living and finding ways to be more, like, effective and efficient with how you spend your money and time. Do you think it's worth it for people to, like, make their own shampoo or their own, like, toothpaste or things like that?
It's their personal choice. That's not for me, but I think that's great. I hate to bring it up because it'll open up a whole can of worms, but there's people out there who make their own toilet paper, make their own feminine products, and that sort of thing. That's not really where I want to spend my time, but there's people out there that are for all sorts of reasons, participate in that market. Like, they make things themselves.
I remember seeing something on the Ripley's Believe It or Not television show, you know, 15, 20 years ago, about a guy who was in the Guinness Book of World Record as the most frugal man alive, says that he has not bought paper towels in like 15 years because he will wash them and then hang them on his clothesline to dry. We'll find out more about that and if that's something that you would even recommend next on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. This is actually the final segment of the Friday night show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we'll get back to Dawn Fox in just a second to tell us about frugal living. And one thing that you can do that can be very frugal and also protects your online privacy is ProXPN. What is ProXPN, you ask? ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth even before it gets to your internet service provider. Did you know that most ISPs keep records of every site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months, and in some cases up to 5 years? Those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal for, say, part of a job interview that they want to look at your internet history from the last 6 months. Without a service like ProXPN, everything you do online is tracked back to you. From downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to, with ProXPN, you simply need to download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Linux has a slightly different setup, but it is still good. Then you just connect to the internet and you're protected. No one can track you or spy on you, and one account works on all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account, which, if you get the annual plan, adds up to only $5 per month. With the premium account, You get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to choose from, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use the promo code FTL20, and get the security and privacy that you have a right to have. Dawn Fox from Frugal Living is joining me and Ellen in the remote studio tonight. And Dawn, one of the things that you mentioned in the last segment, and we sort of glossed over, you said that you don't pay for deodorant anymore. So does that mean that you don't wear deodorant anymore, or are you somehow getting this for free?
Well, if you're not standing very far away from me, you know that I do wear deodorant because, you know, it's hot and sweaty out here. So, yes, a deodorant, shampoo, and various other products I like to get for free, and it makes me very, very happy
so
when I get them for free.
So you just go to a hotel and tell them that you want to look at one of the rooms that they have before you decide if you stay.
That's a good idea.
And then snag the shampoo and soap and deodorant out of the room? Or is there some sort of program that you get signed up for?
Well, in my case, I was I go to supermarkets armed with coupons, and the idea is to go on a sale day, and I preferably go when they double coupons, and you shop till you drop.
So you can get coupons lined up in such a way that you can purchase deodorant for free, basically?
That's what I try. I mean, for example, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Yes.
I was working. I sent my husband and my three kids to the local Acme that had triple coupon day. And let me tell you, they went to town and we stocked up on all sorts of goodies. But on a regular day, the supermarket that we typically go to doubles coupons, which is really great. They know where everything is. I go on to, there are many, many websites that have that supermarket on it. And what you would do is go to couponmom.com or Living Rich with Coupons or whatever site you want to go to and find your supermarket, like Shaw's or whatever is in Target, whatever, and then they will do matchups. And you'll figure out what it is that you like, and you click on the hyperlink and print out the coupons from your own personal printer. And then you go to the supermarket, and then you do it like that. I do not spend incredible amounts of time. My neighborhood does not have great coupons. I just do it from the printer.
That sounds incredibly convenient. So you're not wasting large spans of time, like filling out forms to subscribe to things. You're just finding these online.
Yeah.
So that I see how that could help, be more frugal and effective with, like, the way that you spend your money. Are there other ways that you do this, like besides couponing?
Well, for sure. You just try to think outside the box. We are a really messy family. So whenever one of us, you know, ruins a shirt or whatever, I cut it up. That's our paper towels. And by paper towels, I mean we use it to clean up our messes, and then I can even discard it or just throw it in the wash. And then we just use it over and over again till we don't want to. And it makes things so much easier. I don't ever have to buy a paper towel, and I don't really care what happens to it because it was essentially free and garbage.
And
nice.
I saw you looking at a list of things that you can get for free on your birthday. And I know that there's a restaurant chain that is fairly popular in part of the country that they will do a thing of you can get a free grand slam on your birthday. And then there's another place that they have something. If you sign up for their email list, they will email you a coupon for a free breakfast on your birthday. But it has to be the restaurant of your choice. So you have to tell them, I want the restaurant that's in this city. And if, you know, the nearest location is 45 minutes away from you, then, you know, do you drive 45 minutes for a free meal or do you just pass up on the free breakfast?
Well, that's clearly something that you have to weigh. I mean, to go to a restaurant for your free breakfast is terrific. One, you do have to tip for the full price. You never walk out of there without tipping. But besides that, you know,
I don't know. Some libertarians do walk out without tipping, but that's for a whole other discussion.
That's just nasty. But, do you want to go there by yourself? Most people feel uncomfortable eating by themselves. Do you have a friend with you? So, I do think it's great. I usually go to, like a donut place or an ice cream place, and then you can share, or you don't have to go with the crowd.
Right.
You do have to figure out what's best for you.
So what are some of the other things that people can get just for having, circled the globe another 365.25 days?
Like just to randomly say, Ace Hardware, you get $5 off on your birthday. CVS, you get $3 on your birthday. DSW is a great shoe store, you get $5 on your birthday. Victoria's Secret, you get $10 off a purchase. Ben and Jerry's, you get a free scoop of ice cream. It goes on and on and on. And there are websites that could just list them all, which one it is that you go to. And if there's a special store of yours, check their website. Many, many of them have an email list you can join in on your birthday. And you don't even have, for the libertarians out there who might be listening, you don't even have to give your real birthday. You can make up another birthday if you don't want them to know your real birthday.
But don't they ask for identification of some sort?
Never.
But because the one restaurant that I'm thinking of, Denny's, the one where they say, you get a free grand slam on your birthday, they do ask for ID just so that they can verify that, you're not just scamming them to get a free meal.
Well, usually the ones that I've gone to, not so much for that. I haven't participated in that particular promotion, but you have to print out something. They send you a freebie, and then I hand that in. And you usually get like 2 weeks or so to give it in. And just so you know there, if you ever have a coupon, especially like something special like that you miss, it expired, you can always ask the manager, excuse me, do you mind terribly? We just couldn't make it. Could you please give us an extension? I'm so sorry. And almost always you will get a buy. Don't be afraid by the expiration dates on those sorts of things.
So people are more understanding when it comes to this. Like, congratulations, it's your birthday. You get something for free.
Well, they want your business, because you probably came there with a couple other people, or you're a repeat customer, and it's a promotion that their corporate headquarters put together. So,
right, and I don't see anything wrong with taking advantage of that. Like, if you can get things for free, why wouldn't you? You're probably going to spend the money at some other time anyway.
Right. It's one of those things that they call a lost leader, to where they will give you something for free on the gamble that you are going to wind up doing more business there.
Absolutely.
At a future date.
Yes.
And I've done business with it. There was a company that I ordered some food from for delivery on a Sunday several months ago. They didn't have listed on their website that deliveries didn't start for another hour after they opened, but they had the time that they listed that they were open. About 45 minutes went by, so I called up and said, hey, where's the food that I ordered? And they said, oh, well, we aren't delivering for another 20 minutes. And I said, oh, well, that's not indicated on the website. They gave me the food for free.
That's wonderful.
And then, a couple weeks later, I ordered from them again because, hey, they gave me something, so I'm going to give them business.
I have a question for you. Did you ask for that freebie, or did it say, what a good company. I would definitely repeat that.
Dawn, thank you very much, and you can join us online.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this week and only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.